Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 3. Week 8. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Wednesday. Related verses. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a slave and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have been allotted faith, equally precious as ours, in the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17. So faith comes out of hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 3:22. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Revelation 1:9. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Galatians 2:16. And knowing that a man is not justified out of works of law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, we also have believed into Christ Jesus, that we might be justified out of faith in Christ, and not out of the works of law, because out of the works of law no flesh will be justified. Galatians 6:10. So then, as we have the opportunity, let us do what is good toward all, but especially toward those of the household of the faith. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. 1 Corinthians 15:45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Related reading. All the overcoming saints in the Old Testament are only witnesses of faith, whereas Jesus is the author of faith. He is the originator, the inaugurator, the source, and the cause of faith. In our natural man, we have no believing ability. We do not have faith by ourselves. The faith by which we are saved is the precious faith that we have received from the Lord. When we look unto Jesus, he as the life-giving Spirit transfuses us with himself, with his believing element. Then, spontaneously, a kind of believing arises in our being, and we have the faith to believe in him. This faith is not of ourselves, but of him who imparts himself as the believing element into us, that he may believe for us. Hence, he himself is our faith. We live by him as our faith. That is, we live by his faith, not by our own. As the author and the source of faith, Jesus is also the leader, the pioneer, and the forerunner of faith. The life he lived was a life of faith, and the path he walked was a path of faith. In his life and path, he originated faith. He cut the way of faith, and, as the forerunner, took the lead to pioneer it. As we look to him as the originator of faith, in his life and in his path on earth, and as the perfecter of faith in his glory and on his throne in heaven, he transfuses and even infuses us with the faith that he originated and perfected. In ourselves, we do not have faith. Unbelief is the fiber of our constitution. Hence, in ourselves, it is impossible to meet the New Testament requirement of faith. Ephesians 2:8 tells us clearly that the faith through which we were saved is not of ourselves. We have received it as a gift from God. God is the source and giver of faith, and we are the recipients of this divine gift. God has put something into our being which becomes our faith. 2 Peter 1:1 says that we, quote, have been allotted faith, equally precious, end quote. Faith is precious because it has been given to us as a gift by God. The more we turn to God and contact Him, the more faith we have. According to the New Testament revelation, faith is simply Christ Himself. Because Christ Himself is faith, the Apostle Paul speaks of the faith of Jesus Christ, the faith of the Son of God, or faith in Christ. Faith, which is the unique requirement of the New Testament, is Christ Himself being transfused into us to become our element and ability to believe in Him and in all the divine, spiritual, and heavenly things. Hence, faith is the faith in Christ as well as a faith of Christ. In other words, faith is simply Christ Himself as our believing element and ability. A proper preaching of the gospel is a presentation of Christ as a living person whom we may look upon. When we look upon Him, He as a living person is impressed into us, not merely into our mind and heart, but also into the deepest part of our being, our spirit. When Christ, as the living figure, is infused into our mind and our heart, eventually reaching our spirit, He becomes precious to us, and we desire to accept and receive Him. This is faith, or believing. We are infused with this believing element and ability, and we call upon the name of the Lord. When we hear the gospel and see Christ as a living person in a divine scenery, our appreciation of and reaction to Christ as a wonderful figure arises within us. This is the living Jesus infused into us to become our faith. Therefore, He is the author of our faith. He is the origin and origination of our believing element and ability.